KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. And at 7:07, we have cloudy skies and 61 degrees in Atlantic. We picked up a total of 94 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall this morning from around 2 a.m. until 6 a.m., and then just a sprinkle or two after that. Messina, total of rainfall of 54 one-hundredths of an inch. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our forecast for today is calling for showers and thunderstorms to end this morning. We'll have a high around 68, winds southeast shifting to the north by this afternoon at 10 to 20 miles per hour. In the news, a deadly crash in Pottawatomie County late Wednesday morning resulted in Interstate 80 being blocked for several hours, and it caused traffic to be rerouted. According to the Iowa State Patrol, 35-year-old Callie Rose Lisa Durfingler of Johnston died from her injuries after being transported by Avoca Rescue to Myrtu Memorial Hospital in Harlan. Authorities say she was wearing her seatbelt. The accident happened just after 11 a.m. on I-80 westbound near Shelby. The patrol says a 2013 Ford F-150 pickup driven by Durfingler and a 2020 Peterbilt semi driven by 56-year-old Stanley Dean Rottinghouse of Waterloo were traveling westbound and had just entered the 55-mile-per-hour construction zone when, for reasons unknown, the pickup rear-ended the semi. That accident remains under investigation. The Atlanta Community School District will be working on getting back to normal as much as possible with regard to COVID-19. During Wednesday's meeting of the school board, Superintendent Steve Barber said the Health and Safety Committee met to discuss the next steps.
And I think with the new standards from the Department of Public Health in defining COVID as a child illness, really was a standard that we had to keep at the forefront as we're discussing all these modifications. I guess one of the biggest challenges we're talking through those things was the fact that, you know, we've been living in COVID for a year, and all of a sudden now we're going to treat it like something else.
The health and safety team looked at ways to handle mitigation strategies, and it was their decision then to go back to a normal way of doing school.
One piece of the mitigation strategies that the committee felt really strongly in maintaining was the how we were disinfecting and using hygiene.
Barber and the Health and Safety Committee's recommendations, therefore, for the start of the 2021-22 school year in August are as follows. Classrooms will be back to normal. There will be no social distancing, no mask mandate, and even the water fountains will be turned back on. There will be no remote learning based on the definition of COVID at this point in time, Barber said. If the students whose health prevents them from being in school for an extended period of time, the district would explore available options for those students. And Steve Barber said there won't be many students who fall into that category. Atlantic, he said, does have the homeschool assistance program, which is another option for parents to take advantage of. Visitors will be allowed back into the buildings. There will be no more travel restrictions, especially with some of the workshops returning to in-person. Trips and assemblies, a few of which were added in this fourth quarter, will be allowed again in the fall, with permission procedures resuming as normal. There will be no more screening in the building, including staff temperature checks, as was customary before COVID popped in. Staff and students who are genuinely sick should stay home. If a child tests positive for COVID, the return to school process would be similar to what it is right now. That's per IDPH and CDC guidelines. It'll be the students' and parents' decision on whether or not to quarantine their student who comes into close contact with a positive case. The isolation room will also be eliminated, and cleaning processes will continue with regard to buses, the lunch table rooms, and kitchen. Teachers may wipe down their desks at least once during the day if they choose so, but that's not mandated. Superintendent Barber said in conclusion,
"Yeah, we're excited to get back to normal. A lot of those different things have created a lot of gray hairs for some of us, and I know the teachers are excited about being able to do that. We're going to do some of that moving next week."
The Atlantic School Board Wednesday evening approved three resignations that we previously mentioned on our broadcasts. Superintendent Steve Barber said school policy requires the positions to be filled with a suitable replacement unless there are unusual circumstances before the employees let out of their contract. With regard to the resignations of Susan Wiedemeyer, high school art teacher, Jeff Ebling, middle school social studies teacher and head boys basketball coach, and Aaron Ebling, middle school English language light arts teacher and student council sponsor, Barber said, "We've advertised anticipated openings and received applicants for all those positions except for a special education position. And while there hasn't been time to determine their suitable replacements just yet, he still recommended approval. The board also acted on approving contract recommendations for the following persons: Vanessa Perkins and Sarah Rose, middle school summer teachers; Minden Jones, Washington secretary;
Susanna Odette, Washington paraeducator, and Bryce Smith, alternative education teacher. The latter two were additions, late additions to the agenda. The school board also received a handful of upcoming dates for future notice. Mr. Barber said the last day of school is on Friday, tomorrow, May 28th, and that'll be with a 90-minute early dismissal. The end-of-the-year reception and employee recognitions is scheduled for June 3rd at 8 a.m., and the next regular board meeting is set for June 9th at 6 p.m. Officials of the Cass County Health System report Kate Nachtman has been awarded the first Cass Health Nursing Careers Scholarship. Kate is currently a nurse at Cass Health and is pursuing her Master's of Science in Nursing at Nebraska Wesleyan University. And Sadie Schultes has been awarded the 2021 Healthcare Careers Scholarship. Sadie is a graduate of Exira EHK High School and will be pursuing a Doctor of Occupational Therapy degree this fall at Creighton University. That's a check of some of the latest area news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.